This is IGN.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions.
18 plus. As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
This is IGN.
Doom 3 VR Edition Review by Gabriel Moss. The recent Doom games may have hypercharged the series, but the tighter corridors and comparably slower burn of 2004's Doom 3 seem like they'd be the more natural fit for a straight-to-VR port. At least in theory. In reality, its poorly scaled world, the PSVR's limitation to forward-facing play, and the slippery nature of its still relatively fast-paced combat mean Doom 3 VR Edition is more often a demon-grade headache than a joyride through hell. Both its original campaign and its two DLCs are unaltered, and as a result, unsuited for VR, especially when you compare them to modern PSVR shooters like Blood and Truth or The Walking Dead: Saints and Sinners, that show what games truly built for the medium can do. 17 years later, and Doom 3 still stacks up as one of id Software's greatest hits. That's thanks to its fantastic arsenal of guns, terrifying enemies, and engaging level design. Packing all of its action into the relatively limited PSVR headset and making it play as well as it does with the delightful but similarly limited gun-shaped aim controller could not possibly have been a simple task. It runs great on a technical level. Text is remarkably clear to read, and the guns are just as weighty and fun to shoot as in the original, especially when the optional aim controller thumps with every blast of your pump shotgun. I felt a sense of tense exhilaration whenever I shined my flashlight into the dark corners of a room, often followed by a startling jolt as a demon popped out of the shadows or through a doorway at me. These constant jump scares work as well in VR in 2021 as they did on screen in 2004. Furthermore, there's an indescribable level of satisfaction that comes with blasting a cacodemon with a plasma rifle or sawing apart a zombie with a chainsaw when your entire aim controller is rumbling from top to bottom. Its added weight brings an extra something special to the quality of two-handed weapons in VR, and Doom 3 is the perfect game to showcase that in. However, this port immediately reveals some of the key flaws of just taking a campaign that plays great in 2D and dropping it into virtual reality. Right off the bat, the scale of the world around you is noticeably weird. Even when you adjust the height settings to your real-life height, the terrain itself never feels appropriately sized to accommodate you. At one point, I towered over everything. Then, after holding the Options button down and resetting the view, I'd apparently been sized down to a small child. Meanwhile, NPCs and even the enemies you fight are irregularly scaled. It's hard to see from outside, but in VR, the disproportion between NPCs and your field of view is almost comical, like you've stepped into an episode of Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Except the kids are face-eating demons. This is especially apparent when comparing an NPC's size to that of your weapons, which look huge in your hands and often block your field of view, unless you're holding your controller in your lap. Ironically, doing so worked much better with the standard DualShock 4 controller than with the aim controller, which isn't nearly as comfortable held at waist height. Another major issue is the way Doom 3 wants you to move during combat. In later zones, swarms of bite-sized trites, cherubs, and maggots, giant spiders, flying babies, and two-headed monstrosities try to surround you in close physical proximity, which makes it paramount that you strafe around and keep your distance. That sort of FPS movement feels natural with a keyboard or a gamepad, but is just plain nauseating in the PSVR headset. There's no option to move via teleportation either, and doing any kind of strafing or backing up with Doom 3's super slippery movement controls is an instant recipe for motion sickness. While there's an option to activate snap turns and screen-blocking vignettes that cover your peripheral vision whenever you turn a corner, playing with those features turned on is an inconvenience when you're tasked with fighting literal waves of demons spawning in every direction. As a result, it's easy to find yourself aiming your controller directly downward and frantically holding your trigger to clear your path of enemies while skittishly darting left and right. This happens too often, and it's neither comfortable nor fun. All of these frustrations would be easier to move past if Doom 3 had more moments of VR interactivity, but its 10-hour campaign is mostly packed with fast-paced combat because that's simply how the original was designed. Your hands are bolted to your gun at all times, and your only actions are move, attack, and occasionally push buttons on a computer screen. Once again, this style of play works great outside of VR, but the lack of variety in its interactions beyond this is tiring, even when your real-life hands are plastered to the aim controller. Other aim-friendly games like Farpoint, Firewall, Zero Hour, and even Borderlands 2 VR feel more tailored to the limitations of PSVR, whereas Doom 3 VR Edition often forgets to accommodate those limitations at all. Cutscenes are also a major issue in Doom 3 VR Edition. These are completely flat, two-dimensional scenes that play out in front of you, and they pull you out of the action entirely. These scenes do set up a few key pieces of the story of Doom 3, especially the tidbits about the appropriately menacing villain, Dr. Betrugger. However, it'd be nice if there were an option to skip them, or better yet, experience the same exposition face-to-face with those characters in VR instead of having to sit through a bunch of flat scenes. The verdict: a PSVR adaptation of a classic as highly esteemed as Doom 3 sounds great in concept, but this port is hurt by its stubborn adherence to the original. It refuses to rebalance its keyboard and gamepad-friendly demon slaying for motion controls, while also adding very little outside of fights that demand you to experience its world in virtual reality. While a few of its slower, tenser moments do highlight some of VR's charm, they feel almost coincidental when you're then forced to strafe around in intense 360-degree firefights that don't feel very good while locked into the forward-facing PSVR headset. What results is a port that pales in comparison to other better shooters truly meant for VR, or even the experience of playing Doom 3 on a flat screen. Doom 3 VR Edition gets a mediocre 5 out of 10.
Spoken Layer.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.